on that guy, NADDF.
W8FU.
This is FD Mobile.
A little noisy, I didn't catch who it was.
Good morning, Sean, it's Ray. Casey, it is ZT. Still in Waterford, heading towards Flint, so I should be getting better.
Ah, yeah, you're fine now. Just with that very first transmission, was just a little compromised. Wasn't horrible, I just wasn't ready for it. And good morning. Monday.
Yep. I slept a little bit longer than I like to today, but I'm still running on time. I was going to say something, but I forgot. Alright, anyway, where's everybody else at?
Well, gave him a little time there. You're the first I've heard, so don't know. Anthony is sometimes here this early, sometimes within a few minutes, but no Dakota.
He teed up for a second.
Uncommon in an all-star system. So, you know, you sometimes will hear a little bit of your tail end. And I noticed that on a voting system, I'm not sure if you're on an all-star voting system. It happens a lot. So somebody jokingly said, and I don't know if it was even jokingly, they said, you know, the way to eliminate that is to say 1-1000 before you unkey. And it's like, that's true.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. It's just, it catches you off sometimes. It doesn't always do this. It throws you off.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the reason for it is, you know, something to do with all the networking and everything, and it's trying to compensate for that or something. I don't know. So it puts there's a little delay in there so that everything can get where it's got to go. And then so when you unkey, it's retransmitting yours just a split second behind. So, you know, the technicalities and whys of it all are not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, just a question I wanted to throw up. So I ran into Dakota over the weekend. I'm on a mesh Facebook group for the mesh testing stuff. And saw an ad for some bunch of stuff for sale, and I didn't think anything of it. So we met up, and then as soon as we both started talking, we're like, oh yeah, it is you, because we recognized our voices on the radio. So that was interesting. That was pretty cool.
No, I saw his little cache of Metastastic goodies going, so I figured it would go pretty quick. And so you picked that up. There you go. Now it's your turn to get disenfranchised with Metastastic. I've got a couple of the, what are they called now? The little cheapies. I can't remember what they are. And they're on all the time. I haven't looked in on them in forever. But I got one that's up in my second floor in a window, and then I got one that's down more by my shack. I think I've got MQTT on one of them. I don't know. But that's about the extent of it for me. I got a third one that broke that I had at work. But they're the real cheapies. For the life of me, I can't remember what they're called right now. The little, like the cheapest ones of all. Altec maybe, the V3, I don't know. But, yep, one of the solar nodes, I'm going to get it set up. I got everything programmed and everything this weekend, and I ordered a 12 dB antenna. So as soon as that gets here, I'm going to throw that out to see what I can do with it. So far, it looks pretty good. There's nothing, of course, in my area or on home, but I've got a couple with me right now to see if I see anything pop up. But I noticed out there in your area, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, mine are all like FU something, like foo something. I don't know, a few. I'd have to go look in on them and see what I call them, but usually there's a foo, FU in the name. So if you see that down and around, you know, the 12 and the Quinter area, that's me. I got two of them online. But, yeah, it's, I'm still, you know, I'm still waiting. Fred's got a couple of, got some devices that he got, and if we get those, you know, all done up, all the other projects, then I'm probably going to deploy a couple of those to higher profile locations down around here, but I'm not expecting or doing much with it until then, and even then, shrug, we'll see, you know. It may or may not be worthwhile, who knows.
Yeah, I think one of the devices that I got from Dakota is MQTT capable. It has the Wi-Fi board on it, but the one I'll throw up. But it seems like it's going to be catch on maybe, but slowly catch on from what I've seen. But you don't see everything, every device on the map, of course, just higher profile. I was looking into the mesh board as well. That doesn't seem like it's caught on as much, but that seems like it has a more decent, less buggy operating system. But I'll just stick to the mesh basic for now. You can see it as that too.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. The Helltech V3, that's the two I got, or three, I should say. So, there you go. Well, good luck with it. Like you say, it's it can be quite disenchanting. You know, you get it, and you might have these expectations, but they're rarely met. And you know, you got to temper those expectations. And if you do that, then you know they are what they are. I know the stuff he's got. I probably had all that equipment or most of that equipment in my hands. I was going to deploy it in some higher profile. He's got the one that's real nice, the small one with the solar panel built in. I forget the name of that stuff. That one's that's a really nice piece of kit. Then he's got the one that was in the built into the box. You know, that didn't come that way. You know, so that one's a little bit more flexible with the solar panel on top. I don't know. I think that's the one you're probably going to get the one you're talking about. I don't know, but it was some good-looking stuff. I particularly like that one that was, I forget the name of it, but it was in the smaller box with the solar panel on it. I really like that equipment. Very, very professional.
Yeah, that's the rack kit, and he's got the GPS module in it too, which is nice. When I got it, I had to take it all apart and plug it into the USB-C to charge it because the battery was completely dead. The panel won't jumpstart the battery if it's completely dead, but once you charge it, it'll maintain the battery pretty decent, so I had to get that going. Yeah, I like that one. That one is pretty nice. It's got the Alpha 5 dB gain antenna on it.
Yep, and if you have ample sunshine, it should be a pretty good set it and forget it kind of an affair. That's the darn problem is getting enough sunshine here. You know, we're not the optimum solar place in the country. You know, there'll be. I imagine in the summer it'll be pretty good, but it's all a matter of how long your batteries can take you between getting a chance at the solar, because we can go quite a ways without having a shot.
Yeah, it's just a pain when you want to update it or do anything. You got to take the box apart and take the board out, but it's not too bad. I did update the firmware while I had it all out.
Well, I was wondering what the morning drive was going to be like. I guess now I know.
Yeah, I hate the days that I have to commute back and forth to Warren. Luckily, only once a week so far, but heading to Flint is not bad at all. Or home.
Where do you got to go in Warren?
11 in Van Dyke area is our store, Benson's, right there in the service drive. And then we have one in Flint on Miller Road across from the mall.
Ah, the owner lives next door to my brother-in-law, out on Lake St. Clair. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a repair technician for like the mobility scooters and wheelchairs, pretty much everything they sell there that's mechanical. So I do it on the road and then work at the shop as well.
Roger. I remember we had one of the captains at the sheriff's department, his wife had one, and I remember he got a hold of us and said, can you guys fix this? So we went out and took a look at it. And I think we did figure it out, get it fixed, but it was like, man, this stuff is just not, you know, this isn't what we do.
Yeah, some of it can be complicated, especially the newer, more advanced stuff, but most of the time it's just batteries. People leave it in the garage over the winter time and the batteries go dead, and then this time of year we're cranking out batteries like crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that was what was going on with this. I think we had to redo a connector. A connector got boogered up, you know, just overcurrent or something, blackened.
Well, did you get your coffee yet? That's what I should have did. I stopped at Speedway to get gas. I should have grabbed the coffee. I can't seem to wake up this morning, man. Shoot.
Nope, I'm about a couple miles off from where I'm going to stop. Stop and get my usual. I'm over here at the Shaner and 16 Mile Road near Freedom Hill. So I usually stop at the Starbucks just down the street from where I work, but so a couple miles to go.
All right, well, I'm going to get out of here for a couple minutes here. I'm getting close to being on the freeway, and I don't know if you know how crazy that is out here on 75 with the construction, but people don't understand that it's 60 miles an hour in the construction zone, so they're blasting right past you like you don't even exist. Catch you in a little bit, Casey. This is empty.
Okay, drive safe. We'll catch you later. W8FU. Was that AB8Y?
Was that W8FU?
More than ever.
How'd you guys do in the set on Saturday?
Well, I didn't really participate, and I wasn't able to listen in until near the end, kind of just before the hot wash, and sounded like they had a really good showing and good turnout and a lot of good activity, and, you know, they found a couple of problems with their plan, and got that resolved, which is the whole point of a set. So all in all, I think it went really well, and you know, they seem to get better each time. So figure things out. So I just wasn't able to participate with the grandson's birthday thing, and well, I was at the lunch, but I really couldn't go up there because I had to get to the grandson's birthday things shortly after breakfast, so couldn't get tied up with that.
Yeah, personally felt really unprepared for it. I don't know, it seemed like everybody else knew what they were doing, and I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, what's your role? Are you supposed to know? Isn't somebody supposed to tell you what to do?
Well, I think that was part of the problem. I don't know what I was supposed to do or what we were supposed to be doing, and I think maybe they thought I knew more than anybody else. I don't know. I definitely felt unprepared and kind of frustrated for the event.
Just ordered my coffee. Man, look at this. Only one at the window, and now I'm pulling up. First one.
Is that the place that starts with the S?
Starbucks is looking for freshly brewed talent. The barista's name
is Pam. Is there a line around the building to that place?
I missed the window here, so I missed a little bit of that last. Did somebody else jump in, or was that just you?
I think that was just me.
The barista's name was Pam. Is a young lady. Nope. Our Cam is Cameron. What would Cam be for a young lady? Camellia? Camille?
Yeah, probably something along those lines. Did you ask her for feet pics?
Did I ask her for what? I
said feet pics.
I think they're saying feet pics.
Yeah.
I'm not in on the joke.
Okay, Cam likes his feet pics.
Okay. I believe you, but it's not, I wasn't there for, what, he's taking a shot down the tower or something? Is that it?
Well, where it starts, it seems to be a recurring theme.
Yeah, it's hard to get your feet out of the picture on a, when you're shooting a pic down the tower, showing how far up you are.
And half the time you take a picture of something, you end up catching your toes.
Wonder what the craziest thing he ever dropped from up there.
The first time I went to one of the towers of the guys, Paul dropped his wrench. and I think came down like a bullet. And I think it stuck like a foot into the ground.
Oh, yeah. It really hurt somebody. That's why hard hats are mandatory in the work area, because you could take somebody out pretty easy with a wrench or a bolt or a bracket or something.
Yeah, how fast that thing came down, I think the part of that probably would have been false security. But that was kind of a tensional thing to toss down an old antenna or whatever.
I'll make one point, that it came down as fast as anything came would have come down. No faster, no slower.
Yeah, definitely want to be in between that and the ground.
Oh man, I can't make the left off Grosbeck here this morning. Good grief. Is this going to be my break? Yeah, maybe. Jeez, OP. Barely. Anywho, making my final approach here now that I finally got turned off the road side.
Yeah, Yeah, it's always fun when they're perfectly spaced where you can't get through.
All right, Lance, enjoy the rest of your drive. Stay dry and we'll catch you later. I have arrived. W8FU.
Alrighty, just getting to the 23 split, so we got probably 30, 40 minutes left. But 7:30 is the evening light.
K-E-8-T-F-M, W-A-E-A-P.
Lima Alpha X-ray. Can I get anybody to give me a signal check, please?
Morning, NHLY. Your signal sounds good over here in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
You can catch the call over there. My name is Dean. I appreciate it. I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater and just installed the mobile unit in my truck. So I definitely appreciate it. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
No, they must be linked together because I'm hearing you on the GSBI UHF repeater.
Yes, FBI in Warren, FBI in Romeo, FBI in Richmond, the KC8 UMP repeater in Mount Clemens, and then I think there's one in Lansing and one in Frankenmuth. I might be missing one or two in there.
Yeah, okay. I heard that they put the links together, but I haven't had a chance to test it because my All-Star system doesn't work right now. There's something wrong with it. I gotta see about getting it, find out what's the matter with it. See if I can get it back on here. But anyway, you gotta go check here. Anyway, Jeff. And with that, I'll, unless there's something else, I'll say 7-3. I gotta watch what I'm doing here. I'm driving. And at HLY, I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3. Appreciate the comeback. And you have a good rest of your day. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear and monitoring.
Just FYI, if you go to k8fbi.servebeer.com, Peters.com, you'll see all the link repeaters. The FBI repeaters are in the top box, and the all the Central Michigan repeaters are in the bottom box. So kafbi.servebeer.com.
I'll have to check that out later. I need some help with it. Thanks.
All right, Tom. Catch you later. W8FU.
Okay. Morning, Sean. How are you? I'm talking well. How's it going?
Not bad. Just busy. You know, limited amount of time for the ham stuff and a laundry list of ham stuff to knock out. So.
Yeah, that's always how it is. Always busy, always busy. Know the feeling. All right, I just wanted something to say hello. And I don't know if you heard my comment about my Allstar not working, but I've been told that I got to update the software, and I don't know how to do that, so one of the guys at the duty is going to help me, I hope. So with that, I'll see you later. NHL, have a good day.
Yep, there's really nothing tough about it. Even if you start over, you can just nuke everything and start over. A little persnickety. I know that the interface you have for the Olinco radio was a little persnickety, but aside from that, it's fairly easy stuff. All right, catch you later, Tom. W8FU.
W3LNS and 08RF Mobile. 08RF Mobile Car.
Who was that? W8FU.
KC8SZT, W8VIJ.
NAKPP from W8FU. Haven't left yet. Yeah, you're out of range. Not hearing you that well. Well, travel safe. See you when you get back.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you?
I'm very good. How about you?
I got plenty of sleep last night, yet I'm tired. RTD2. Oh, man, that's a place funny. RTD2. He spelled the 2, T-W-O. Hold on. My phone's ringing. I'll be right back. W-8-F-T. Be right back, Jack. All right. Took care of that phone call quickly. But what did I say? Oh, got a lot of sleep last night, yet I'm still tired. But I'm on my way home. That's good. I'm on your way home. Take a little bit of rest. Maybe have some good beverage to drink. You'll be okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it. I might go to the gym, get a run in. And I gotta prep my car tomorrow for the repeater work. I gotta get it cleaned out. I gotta get the hand truck and tools and all that. So that tomorrow I gotta run to the vet, drop my dog off, and then I gotta run up to the site, pull the repeater. Then I gotta get to the shop quick for a meeting. And so it's gonna be a busy day. So I'm gonna go home and get all prepped so that I can do it surgically.
Yeah, sometimes it goes that way. Sometimes it goes the other way. You'll be busy all day, all night too. So either way, which is good, you can go home anyhow. Roger.
Well, that's right, Jack. You never know. Some days are better than others. Now, it should be good tomorrow. I'm going to try. I think I know what I could use as a substitute for the GMRS repeater. I don't know if I can get it wired up and with connectivity and everything, but I don't know. I'll talk to Phil. I got to get a hold of Phil because he owns the same repeater I'm thinking. So I could run it by there, program it up, tune the duplexer, and maybe he has a cable already fabricated for the controller. Maybe I could have that to a Kenwood I got, filling in for it while I work on the main repeater.
And then probably he's got everything ready to go. And he's really good for that, Phil, really. He's got everything there.
Well, he's my guy to go to for the older Kenwood commercial gear. He's got the programming cables and whatnot for that. So, anyhow, I'll have to reach out to him. I don't know where he's at. He's probably working.
Yeah, he's probably at work. Probably getting off to about 3, 4 o'clock.
So, Jack, you got any Cinco de Mayo plans? You going to get some Mexican, get some Taco Bell, and drink some Modelos?
Today's a little bit busy. Probably during this week.
Yeah, but today is like Mexican St. Patrick's Day or Mexican Mardi Gras. This is like the big day, man. Cinco de Mayo. You're supposed to get tacos and beer.
Yeah, I guess so. If you're downtown, somewhere in downtown, not downtown, but right there in the east side, there's a good spot there for us. We used to go there a long time ago. We used to go there at Mexican Town. It's Mexican Town, and they have a good tacos over there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of good places in Mexican Town. One in particular I like is called Lupita's. They're across the parking lot from Dos Amigos, or whatever they call that place. Right across the parking lot is Lupita's. And get the authentic stuff there.
Look, I've been there, and there's a supermarket. It's a Mexican supermarket. If got all kinds of different variety of foods.
The Super Mercado. Yeah, there you go. Good deal. We got a little, I wouldn't call it a supermarket, but we have a little Mexican market about a mile and a half from my house, not far from where we have breakfast. And they also have pretty good Mexican fare too. My wife doesn't care for the three tacos and that, which is, I really love that, but they do that. I don't know if we're going to do that or not. I'll have to. Maybe I'll talk to her when I get home. We'll go to her favorite place, which is probably the least authentic Mexican food you can get, but it's her favorite. I'll give them a call and see if I can get an order in a reasonable amount of time, call it in first, and then go pick it up. Otherwise, we'll wait till Siete de Mayo and teach them all.
And I don't recall that. I went, one day we went to Pontiac and they had that Mexican restaurant over there, and it was so good. They make everything fresh.
Hey, I got a good idea. We can go to an Arabic place, and we can have them take pita bread, fold it into like a taco shell, have them put kebab in it, and some other stuff, and we could have Iraqi tacos. What do you think?
Sounds delicious.
There you go. There's a solution to everything. Oh, man. All right, Jack, I'm going to jump out of here. I think I'm going to try to give Phil a jingle, see if he's around. And that'd be cool if I could get something, because I hate to take, I don't want to necessarily take the Mount Clemens down if I don't have to. If I can stuff something up there in its place, that'd be cool. But again, plan on it going down tomorrow morning. If you talk to anybody. All right, let me jump out of here. I'll be back in a little bit. KFH ERC from W8FU.
John, good talking to you. W8FU, KFH ERC.
KC8STWATIJ. N8DBF.
KC8SZT.
Good afternoon. Are we on our way home?
I'm just about home, about 3 minutes away, but heard you. I got all this mesh stuff situated. I'm going to get the T-beam that's in the box put up and connect that to the Wi-Fi network. I ordered a 12 dB gain antenna for it, so that should be here this week. We'll see how that does.
Good. I'm glad you're putting it to use. Like I said, I was just sitting at my house, so I'm glad glad someone's finally using it. We tinkered with it for a bit, and then I'm just in the middle of nowhere, so it was a bad investment for me.
Yeah, I got the breaking station in there. Yep, I took a couple of them to work up in Flint with me, and there's a WACMN that I was picking up. I'm not picking up any traffic, but I can see the nodes, but nobody's really using them. So I don't know. Maybe it just hasn't caught on that much, or maybe people only use them during emergencies. I guess we'll see. Go to breaking station. I'm going to jump out of here. I'm pulling into the neighborhood. KC8SZT. Catch you later. Maybe catch you in the morning, Dakota. Go to breaking station.
All right, have a good night, man. I'll talk to you later. And, Tom, no copy. That was a little more gooder. You need to get that 2x4.
I got to pick up Walton first, and then we'll get the 2x4 probably at the end of this month.
I want to say that thing's like 7 dB of gain, maybe 8. I could be totally wrong, but I feel like those numbers are accurate. I don't know. I basically can work any repeater that I'm in a reasonable distance from, and I think it'll help you out a bunch, because you're always, for as much as you drive, I feel like you're always somewhat on the fringe of something. Or even see if you can, I was going to say, make one out of, like, angled aluminum and just drill your own holes. It won't be that difficult since you got that ladder rack.
Yeah, because it should be like a 3/4-inch hole that I need for, like a knockout on a panel. So that should be pretty easy to do, and put the base on it and then screw the antenna on top. I'll come up with them.
The cool thing with those 2x4s, too, is you can actually pull up on it at the base, and it'll fold over if you got to run that through a car wash or something.
Yeah, I've got a lot of coverage with that. As I'm going to dump some more money into Wally, and then I'm going to order it through DXC. I think that's the best way to go, doing people I trust.
That's where mine's from, and I actually had two of them when I had a company car, but I ended up, I don't remember what I did. I worked out a deal with Anthony, and he ended up with one of them.
Now I want to get that, the 2x4, and then I want to get that retention 3 from you.
Patiently waiting for you. I got the programming cable, still have the box, charging cradle, all that, and then I have a BNC adapter for it, so you can just put the arrow antenna right on it without any other adapters, and you'll be talking to the space station.
Yeah, I got to warm up those elements down.
So are you done for the day and you're heading home, or are you going to your next job?
No, I'm done for the day. I got to drop Brad off at his house. He picked up his service van from the Richmond Ford dealership, and all they did is replace the radiator. Damn thing, it sounds like it's chain on wheels with the back end. It sounds like it's a missing gate, and the trans doesn't play nice. So we're done with it. It's called the Boss Van. Hey, we're just dropping it off, and he's staying in his Maverick that he was assigned before he came back into service.
Too bad there's really no competition for those transit vans, because Ford can't make a decent vehicle to save their lives.
And that's a V150. I mean, my cat's got the F-150, they're happy with them, but, yeah, these little transit things, I mean, I don't plan mine, but it's just a little go-getter that goes up and down. But, it's a little bit of a transit, so I can get a bit of a change.
I don't think I got anything on that one. Time, where you at?
Silverbell and Squirrel. So I must be up high enough that I'm at the top of the tower there.
Yeah, you're in solid. Way better than you were. Okay, I spoke too soon. That was no copy. Which antenna do you have on there right now? That's a diamond, right? Like the all-in-one, it's got an SMA threaded antenna on it.
Absolutely. That's what I got up there. That's what I said. I gotta get that 2x4 with the NMO.
Yeah, that'll be game-changing for you. Either the 2x4 or the SVB2. I have the SVB1. It's not bad. I think it's a 16-inch, but... I don't know. It depends on how tall do you want it sticking off of your roof. On my truck, 2x4 is fine because it's on the bed rail, but it might look like an RC car on the top of the van, but you're going to be able to pick up way more and get out way better.
This thing is already a rolling roller skate, so oversized roller skate. Why not put an antenna up there? It looks like a little RC car. Have somebody on the side of the road with the remote.
NADDF. That's true. If you don't care about the aesthetic, then yeah, I mean, I would 100% recommend the 2x4. I don't think it really gets much better for a mobile antenna. I've looked at a ton of them thinking there might be something better out there, but I haven't found any.
Yeah, I was eyeing one of those before, so that's definitely what I'm going to get. It's going to be nice. I just checked what the part number is. You might have to hand me the part number, then I can look it up on the VXC.
I don't know why when I got into it. I started buying boards and whatnot, and I'm like, I'm not going to buy NMOs. You know, I'm not going to buy the antenna again just because I want NMO, and I've just stuck with UHF. I've honestly not had any issues whatsoever, so until I do, I'm just going to keep rocking it. I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
On his neck, you got the PLT-59 connection. You got the
PLT-59. Yeah, it's the PLT-59 into the SO-239 mount. Like right now, my Bedrail mount is a Breedlove steak pocket mount, and then it's got just a hole and what do they call those? A bulkhead. Just SO-239 to SO-239. So my coax screws in on the bottom, and then on the top it's just another SO-239 that has the antenna threaded onto it. KCA, KJO, where'd you go? you find a dirt road? Yep, I know where you're at. Give me a call out when you reach Rochester Road, because you're in it. Yeah, you got rough there for a second, but now you're back.
Well, the line to turn left on Adams Road was long on Silverbell, but it missed the turn, so I'm like, oh, I'll just take Silverbell down. See where it goes. Well, the pavement he did, and then it was just a couple bumps that pretty much swallowed the blue park part of mine.
The day we closed on our new house, I was turning off of Stony Creek Road onto Rochester Road, and someone hard rear-ended, I forgot what they were in. I want to say it was a pickup truck hit like a Tahoe or a Suburban, and they hit, it was a chain reaction, so that accident hit two more cars, and I was the third car, and thank God my hitch was there, because it literally just barely kissed my hitch.
Yeah, there's an award for hitches, so to say.
Well, you're not too far behind me. I'm at 53 and 32 right now.
In Romeo East, or are you on Richmond?
I'm on the Romeo repeater. I'm like 5 feet from it.
Yeah, I gotta stand on top of the hill to hit that. Even when I get over to 32 from Rochester, it's kind of sketchy.
I struggle with this one too, unless I'm pretty close. For the most part, I hang out on Richmond. I don't know why. I just have a hard time hitting Romeo. I don't know if it's just low when I'm high or what, but I've never been able to stand somewhere and get in unless I'm in town.
Yeah, man, so when I hit 32 on Rochester, I try keying it up, and I'm barely making into it. So I try to stay on Warren as much as I can. I'll move over to Phil's if I get a good signal on it. But there's like a dead area around here. Just as I get up to around the quinter, I think, on 32, I can hit Richmond without an issue.
Between DeQuinder and Rochester Road, 32 Mile Road is horrendous for cell phones, radio, anything that requires a signal, and I don't know why. It's not even like it's low. It's just bad.
Yeah, and the new Yasika is up there, up on the hill, and it's even hard getting into them.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother ball of wax. Isn't that thing on a water tower?
Yeah, I don't know, is that where it's at? I thought it was somewhere in the general area. I know that it's not on the water tower, but that water tower likes to mess with everything. But you got the TV station right there.
The only Yasika repeater I know of is the one that's at Packard Proving Grounds. My knowledge, no. Romeo, the 075 is the only machine over here. You wouldn't happen to know anybody in the trucking industry, would you?
I have a friend who drives a truck. I message him for something. You got a question?
I'm trying to line up a company hauling dirt out of a job site going north, because I need about 2,000 yards of fill dirt to fix my yard.
Let me talk to an excavator friend of mine. Let's see what he can do.
I got a quote from a buddy of mine that drives truck, and he's like, the material's free, but, you know, I'm $225 a trip. And I'm like, okay, we'll do some simple math here. So I need 50 trips. No, thank you. So I'm trying to line up, you know, a commercial a company that's running a job because there's a yard in Brown City. So if anyone's running north on 53 or west on Dryden or 69, I'm right there and I can take whatever they need to dump as long as it's not, you know, garbage, because I just need to push it around with a dozer and then you know, cap it with topsoil. Trying to get my feelers out. I mean, my yard's a little wet right now, so I probably got to wait a bit anyway for it to dry out. I don't think too many companies have broke ground yet, but I'm just trying to get in line because everyone always wants dirt, but if I can make it convenient for them, you know, let me help you help me kind of thing. Richmond or Romeo? Switch to Richmond if you can. I don't know if you're on Romeo, I can barely hear you.
I just switched over to Richmond. How do you hear me now? KQ.
Much better. For the ride home now.
You don't know what hangs on up here on the hill on 32, do you? I see a couple J-poles up there.
32 and what?
Just east of the Quinder on 32. No, west of the Quinder, east of Rochester. Right over by the siren that's up here.
That I do not know. Funny though, I was researching J-poles and what are they called? Slim Jims today.
Might be county roads or something like that. Probably a county tower.
That would be my guess. Oh, you know what? Maybe. I'm trying to think. There's an elementary school right there. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Maybe for the buses as like a booster or repeater or something.
No, it's probably 150 feet. It's, what is it, tri-base? You know, it's a triangle. It's got a couple beams on it, and then a couple, sticks at the top.
I don't know what that is, but next time I drive through there, I'll pay attention and see what I can see.
I'm heading to the proving ground to see how my triangle gets. Probably going to be better, because I'm getting closer.
I feel like Richmond can hear you better than Romeo can right there.
Oh yeah, Romeo is still on my meter right now. Funny, I can still hit Donald Warren. Probably going to be a little bit faint, but I can still hit it.
Do you do any radio at home, or are you like all mobile?
Mostly mobile, but I got an HD at home, and I can hit Richmond with that. It's a newer vowel thing, but I do have my QIT that I use. So I got that on UHF also, got that all programmed up.
I just ordered an N9 TAX Slim Jim for like $34 for messing around with HD. Should give those a look. I don't know if you've got any antennas put up or not, but... kind of cool. I think it works good, but from what I've read, they're stellar antennas and they roll up into nothing, so they're for for HTs, I just got mine with a BNC connector on it, but they say they're rated for 100 watts, so technically you could use them on anything.
Really? And I sent me a link to that now, too. Just more stuff I have to look at. I'll make my decision on how many toys I'm going to buy this year.
So, from my understanding, Dave was using it as a base station antenna for a bit, and it sounded fine. So, you know, for us guys that are not exactly close to repeaters, I mean, I have a Comet GP3 in my attic, but if I'm not inside and I'm not using crossband, it's pretty hard to get into anything. So I just wanted to mess with that and see what it's like if I throw it up high somewhere and use an HT.
Another thing is my attic, half of it is over a bathroom and a bedroom, and the other half is over the kitchen. So for me to get something inside the attic is next to impossible. Now if I drill a big old hole in the side of my house and stick it out that way and go up to the top of the peak, well then I'm going to need a bucket truck with somebody who's more than willing to go up there and stick it up there. You know, but no volunteers right now. Well, I got a volunteer. It's just getting all the co-eds and everything else like that.
It can definitely be a pain. Fortunately, I already had a race kind of running into where I needed the coax to go. I already had the hole drilled and everything, so I just modified a four-game T-cell plate to accept two UHF connectors. Now I've got my HF run out to the backyard, and then I have my LMR 400 going into the attic. Mounting the antenna was the easy part, just getting the wire up there. But, yeah, my old house, I didn't have a good setup. It was kind of rigged, and I hated it, but we had an old wood stove, and I just went out the chimney from the basement, and then I used the chimney mount to mount my, I had a Diamond X50 up there. And it worked phenomenally well, but it didn't look pretty.
The operation accounts, not the aesthetics.
Yeah, well, it got to the point when we were selling the house, I took the HF and cut it down, and, because it looked bad. But man, that thing worked good. I had the transformer was up like 20 feet, and then the 130-something foot wire went about 90 feet up into a tree. And I literally worked the entire world with that antenna, and I would kill to have a setup like that again, but now I live on the prairies.
Yeah, but you have all them trees that you can spread it around this thing.
Yeah, well, now my long wire is supported in the backyard by a fiberglass mast that looks stupid and it's guide down. So I'll have to plant the trees once I get the yard fixed. But I am pulling in my house finally. That felt like forever. So I will catch you on the drive tomorrow, most likely. So I will clear up yours, NADVS.
All right, I'll probably catch you tomorrow sometime. 73TX, talk to you in the flip, KCKGO.
KF8, DQP, just grilling some burgers and listening in.
You're making me hungry and I'm not home yet, KKKU.
Well, I hope traffic is smooth and good for you.
I'm buzzing to Armada, trying to get over to Riley to drop off a co-worker.
So are you picking up this Mount Clemens repeater all the way from Richmond pretty well?
Oh yeah, if you're on the UMP repeater, yeah, I'm on the Richmond coming to Armada, so I got a little bit of bacon, but you're readable. I think I lost you. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Julian Oscar.
Not sure if it's my radio or what, but I'm getting a lot of static that's coming in between transmissions.
Yeah, I'm on the Richmond repeater driving down Armada Center, so there's a whole lot of power lines down here, so I may be cutting through them. Armada Center isn't a pleasant place for radio sometimes. Sometimes it sounds like I'm chewing on cellophane. Sometimes radio sounds like it's frying bacon.
I'm also not ruling out. I've just got a new little handheld, the Baofeng Plus, that I'm testing out. Could be my radio, too.
You're coming in pretty good now. Is that the UV5R Plus that you just picked up at 10 water? I got one of those, too, sending home.
Yeah, it's the 5RM, I think, technically. And, yeah, just a little bit of a nice handheld. I mean, for $25, I figured, why not?
Yeah, it's a nice little radio. I picked it up and programmed it for GMRS for my wife. But it came with a small whip, a larger whip, and a charger, and all the other little fun toys in it. So, yeah, it was a good bang for the buck.
Boy, I keep getting obnoxious static, though, on all the repeaters I'm listening to, and I never had that on my UV5R. Are you hearing that same thing?
No, you're clear as a bottle, Lance, and I'm passing through a bunch of high power lines and electrical poles, and, you know, I got voltage everywhere, and I'm just running a mag mount dual bander right now.
Yeah, you're coming through clear. I just keep getting some random loud static coming through. I don't know what it is, if it's a spurious transmission from someone or what's going on.
Where are you at Mount Clemens in relation to the tower?
I'm at 21 in Romeo Plank, so I don't know, 5 miles from the repeater.
It could just be erroneous RFI, either from a garage door opener or just something around the same frequency, but not really kind of thing. I get it every so often when I get over around 12 in Stevenson, get some of that static in there. Even when I'm sitting at 10 in Lobster and I'm on the Warren repeater, I'm right there by the AT&T building, and yeah, that throws off some EFI every so often.
Gotcha. Yeah, mine just happens pretty consistently, almost every time in between our transmissions and other transmissions. So I'm starting to wonder if my radio, my brand new radio, is a little messed up or something.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'll check mine when I get home, and if I got the same radio sitting out there, all I'm going to do is try and back on UHF and give it a shot. See what it does. I mean, it could be the repeater link, too.
You know, I just had a thought. I've got it on the dual listen mode right now. I wonder if that's causing issues. Let me turn that off.
Not a problem. I still have a little bit of travel. KCKGO.
I just turned off the dual listening mode. I'm going to see if that fixes or makes it noticeably better.
Well, in your transmission, you're a little bit cleaner, so could be a possibility. How might sound coming back to you?
Well, anyway, just about done grilling dinner, so thanks for talking. Have a good night, and KF8 EQP signing off.
73, yes, sir. Enjoy them burgers. Mine are waiting for me when I get home. KCKGO.
KC8. KJO, this is NAWRO, Richmond. How you doing, Tom?
What's going on, sir? You're a little bit quiet, but I got you.
Not much. I just turned it up to medium. You're sounding better as you're approaching. I assume you're coming into Richmond, NAWRO.
Yeah, hold on. Just turned on the Boardman Road from North Avenue, heading into Riley. But I got you coming in, like I said, but your audio's a little quieter, so I'm up here a little bit further from the mic than my loud mouth.
All right, appreciate the report. Let me, give me a minute. I'm going to bump up the mic gain just one notch. KC8KJO-NA. WRO.
That's a lot better. little bit louder, but I get to drive down a dirt road.
It bumped it up to 3, so we'll try that. You missed a fun time and the set the other day. It was kind of fun.
It's sound a lot better now. I'm just rolling down the off-road here and driving a tin can on wheels. It just rattles and rolls. It's not even that old. It's one of those Transit Connect kind of things, but steel cage and crap in it just rattles like crazy.
I still like your setup. I appreciate you showing me that at the other meeting. You got a pretty good setup there as far as the radios are concerned. It's a pretty good job there, but yeah. Dirt roads are not fun.
The crazy thing, I was coming down Silverbell and I missed Adams Road. So I'm like, oh, I'll just take Silverbell till it ends. Yeah, that was the biggest mistake I ever made. You know, I was almost knocked a coworker out the door and he strapped in, almost popped the doors open.
I hear you. Not fun. And I think you might be right. You were talking to, Dakota a little bit ago? And I think USICA might have some remote sites, and one is in Romeo. But it's been a long time. But I did go to their website, and it says something about one in Mount Clemens and in Romeo. And then, of course, the main site on the Proving Ground in Utica, Shelby there.
Yeah, they got the tower, I think, over there at the Proving Grounds as the main radio, and then the receive up in Romeo, and the other one's in Mount Clemens. So, yeah, they're a little scattered, but they're pretty good.
Back in the day, in the early 90s, late 90s, and they're one of the only games in town, 2-meter. And there are some others, too, Lance Cruz and St. Clair County had a few, but this is great. Sean's network and the MIA, or the Central Michigan network, that's just awesome.
You gotta get on DMR now, get on the MI5.
Yeah, during the set, I was monitoring it, at least on my unit, and it does come into my unit, and that is my next goal would be DMR. So, well, actually, I want to try the WinLink, do the data, send a WinLink message, not just by internet, but over the RF. That'll be my next goal to get that checked off in the book we got. But then, yeah, DMR, that'd be next. I'm going to give it a try.
Oh, definitely. That's what I love, DMR. I got the one on the dashboard here. And see what other toys I can come up with.
Just for grins, when you're coming through town, I'm going to listen on the input to see when I pick you up.
Oh, yeah, like I said, you hear my big mouth around on FBI quite often. I'm going to step on for a second. I'm going to help out. Offload some stuff in my van, KCKTO, I'll talk to you in a minute.
NAWRO.
Alright, I'm back, KCKTO.
NAWRO Richmond, you're coming through on the input right now, so you must be fairly close.
And Mill River, and I just dropped my power down to 25. I didn't realize I was melting the antenna at 70.
Aha, maybe that's why. And no worries.
And when I'm around the trees and the power poles, I bring my power up just enough to get over that, that hump. And then when I get closer, I drop it down to 25 or 5, depending on where I'm at.
Well, I'm spoiled ever since the The antenna went in here for FBI and the receiver for the Mecca. I can just keep it on low at the house, and the HDs work in town good. Of course, yeah, on the Mecca, you have to receive Mount Clemens, so it's not like you can, sit maybe dead center in your basement or something, but no, still, good things come to those who wait, so it was really worked out good with the exercise on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to do Wind Lake, but then stupid me forgot that my granddaughter's soccer game and then her birthday party was on Saturday in Grand Blanc, so I just stepped down from the set.
That was the same reason I was going to, because my 7-year-old granddaughter had a birthday that Friday, and Saturday we were supposed to get together. It's now been postponed, so... And also the set was in the morning, so that worked out for me because I had something to do Saturday afternoon. But, yeah, generally speaking, I think it worked out good. I mean, it's the first one for me, and Wally did a good job dispatching, and he ended up dispatching on FBI. And, of course, the net was on 7.2. It worked out, all in all, worked out pretty good. Lessons learned, of course, and when we get together for the next in-person, I'm sure we'll go over it a little bit more.
Oh, definitely. I was excited about it, and then I forgot about those parties. Because he, my kid lives in Burton, Davidson area, so that's where all the festivities were. If it was like in Mount Clemens or something, yeah, I would have done a little bit in the morning and then shot out from there. But it didn't work out that way, unfortunately. So, but I plan on hopefully being at the next one.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's going to be maybe October, so that'll be nice. I'll have a mobile installed by then. I just got a new Ford Explorer, and I don't have any mobile installed in it, so between now and then I'll have to get that done. I'll probably do another 2730 ICOM in the mobile as well. I have that as a base, but I think I will get the black screen on that one for the mobile, as I hear it's a little bit better at night.
All my radios are in my van. You saw what my van is, so I can't, tool around the neighborhood with that. And then, putting it in my wife's truck. Well, the power ports don't work right now, and it's too cold for me to go out there and find a fuse and replace it. So I'm waiting for warmer weather before I start messing around in there, because I don't like this cold. I'm on it too much.
I don't blame you one bit. One day it's cold, the next day it's warm. Today turned out to be a relatively nice day, and I wasn't even expecting that. I should have been out there working on my base antenna a little bit more, getting up a little higher, but there's time. We'll get it done eventually.
Absolutely. I had fun climbing the towers there because I don't like heights. So I just all have HDs in the... in my house. I just stand around where I need to stand, usually in the backyard, and I can hit 47.2 from the backyard, unless something's changed over the past couple days. But I have arrived at my final destination after dropping off my co-worker, and gotta go take care of the pups that are in there. So I'll say 73 on your final. This is KZKJO.
73, Tom. Talk later. NAWRO.
TF8 BOT.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring.
Can't feed it well.
KHDB.
Hey, baby.